T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But right now, we have our medical expert joining us now, Dr. John. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing great. The COVID pandemic is over and the hurricanes are coming, huh?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, so Joe Biden told me the pandemic was over. That was good news. Do you agree with that?
Well, it was good news for everybody except those who are investing in Pfizer and Merck and Johnson & Johnson and Novavax and those who want to control our lives and keep us on our toes by forcing masks, still with vaccine mandates, still punishing kids with COVID in school, still punishing people who test positive for COVID when they have the audacity to actually go into a hospital locally. And you go in there with an ingrown toenail and you get swabbed for COVID. And then you're put in isolation and treated against your will. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on with COVID in this state still, never mind the country, that people need to keep their eyes and ears open about.
Okay, but for most of us, if we get it, it's going to be, like a cold, not even as bad as most flus.
Oh, amen, brother. I tell you what, COVID, I'm looking right now at my microbiology textbook from 1984. That shows how old I am, guys. And it really shows. We had coronavirus back then. We've had coronavirus forever, frankly. I mean, it's a virus that did mutate in the labs in Wuhan, China. We know what happened there. It changed our world. But now we're back to the variants that we were dealing with in the 1980s and before that. It's a cold. And anyone who's swabbing children or isolating children, the school board up here, you heard earlier one of the callers called in, talking about isolating kids who test positive. Stop testing positive kids for COVID. The pediatricians and others who are doing it have no business shoving swabs up kids' nose. And I recommend everybody throw those test kits away. This is a nasty cold. It's going to be around forever because it's been around forever. And so has influenza. So has rhinovirus, echovirus, respiratory syncytial virus. All these things have been around. They're not going away, guys. So kids who are sick need to, stay home, get their rest. I'm seeing a lot of them right now, by the way. A lot of fluids. Keep them hydrated. And there's good over-the-counter cold measures. And then every so often a kid needs a little bit of steroids or maybe even antibiotic if things go on. And by the way, let me tell you this real quick. Ivermectin, did another research on that this weekend. It's what's called a macrolide. It's in the same class as a Z-Pak. Everyone knows about those Z-Pak.
Zithromax. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, antiviral properties. We give Zithromax for coronavirus, not because of the bacterial infection. It's not. It's a they say don't give antibiotics for viral infections. We gave it for this particular infection because of its antiviral properties. Two types of antibiotics, doxycycline and azithromycin, Z-Pak, have antiviral properties as well as anti-inflammatory properties. And guess what? So does ivermectin, proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. So all of us, all those folks who were naysayers about that, still good for a lot of viral infections, including shingles and others. So I can go on and on about that. But
it's been around.
Guys,
it's been around so long. It's been tested, so it's a good drug. But can't make any money off of it because it's been around so long.
No, you can't make money off it. But you sure as heck can get in trouble if you're a doctor prescribing it. It still happens in some states in this country. We're still getting disciplined. We doctors, and in the hospital setting, you still can't get it. And other doctors who work for hospitals are still not allowed to prescribe it. So we have issues still. I tell you what, all this is going to be addressed at a big summit on October 22nd I'd love to talk about. But the bottom line is they still want to control our lives. And every time there's a chance to do that, they will. They'll capitalize on that. And as long as I see children with masks on or doctors walking down empty hallways with masks on, or in the parking lot, I know we've got a problem in the healthcare profession.
Well, what about these long-term long haulers, they're called, that have symptoms that seem to linger and linger on? Do you recommend any kind of treatment for that? I feel like in some ways I might even fall into that category as far as fatigue and stuff.
You hit a nail. That's a really sensitive topic right now because, yes, we're seeing a lot of folks coming in with chronic fatigue, with neurological complaints, and pain and other symptoms, tremors, that seem to correlate with the time that they had their COVID. We're also seeing a whole lot of people who've had similar symptoms correlating with when they got these so-called vaccines, which, again, you all know, reproduce the COVID by creating, at least this is what the Pfizer, the Moderna, and J&J, mass-producing quantities of the spike protein, so basically mimicking, sometimes to a more extreme degree, the COVID illness. So, yeah, we're having some luck with folks like this with the same kind of stuff that we use to treat acute COVID, except, let's say, prednisone, for example, when you're dealing with the immune system, sometimes you need to give a longer course of steroids. I know people shy away from steroids for very good reasons. But when you have a longer, drawn-out illness, you may need, instead of a typical 5-day course of steroids, you may need a 21-day or 30-day course where you taper down, just like we do with people with a condition called polymyalgia rheumatic or rheumatism, the old term. So, you know, every so often you need to kind of squelch your body's immune system just a bit to get rid of the memory of whatever triggered this. And a lot of people's case is the COVID. There's other viral infections that have done the same thing in the history of time, and other vaccines, by the way, that have done the same thing, causing these serious disruption to the nervous system. One of them was Gardasil, which I can get into, but that's a messy one, which I avoid completely.
How much do we need to pay attention to monkeypox?
Not at all, my guy. You know, like I said last week, it's a disease that was basically fabricated in terms of the publicity. It's a real disease. But in terms of being a real threat to you, me, or Greg, from what I know of you guys, I don't know you that well, really. From what I infer from listening to you, you know, it really is a disease in that gay population, men who have sex with men. I said that last week. I can't say it enough. The STD epidemic originates there completely, whether you're talking about syphilis, hepatitis A, monkeypox, HIV. It originates in that population. Unfortunately, the society... Oh, my gosh, what I see every day in these young doctors coming out of training about what they are supposed to accept in the way of sexual behavior and even encouraging in kids as young as 13 and 14 experimentation. It is really beyond the pale, folks. And so what does it come down to? Who can you trust in medicine anymore? You know, you really have to know what values. You have to judge a tree by its fruit. You have to know where the doctor, the nurse, the hospital system, where are they coming from when you entrust your lives and your health care and the health care of your loved ones to them? That's a huge crisis in medicine right now.
There's been major hospitals that will do double mastectomies on young girls and been doing these procedures but because they want to change their gender, but they're minors. I mean, shall do no harm? Where does the Hippocratic Oath come in?
No, Hippocratic Oath, natural law, and just the idea that there are actually psychiatric conditions and sociological conditions, which are these children are making these decisions because of disruption and chaos and blatant evil in their homes and in their childhood. Many have suffered from sexual trauma in early childhood. Many have suffered from neglect and other forms of abuse. So, no, I see it every day in my office, guys. I mean, I'll see a lady or a man in his 40s, in their 50s, and I find out things from when they were 6, 7 years old that they've been kept in there, and it's causing disease after disease and bad decision after bad decision, which is why I love being a family doctor, by the way. And that's why all the students that come here, I tell them, there's nothing like a doctor who understands what happened in the family for generations, never mind just, sometimes even just the parents. It goes back. So these decisions that these children are making are based on the culture and things that have happened to them in their own childhood. We need to really stop just naming children. And again, we're going to be discussing that at the Summit on COVID on October 22nd. Go to Eventbrite, look it up, Florida Summit on COVID.
And as we get closer, we'll have you on again to remind folks of that. Dr. John, always a pleasure, my friend. Now, stay safe with this Hurricane Ian coming our way.
I got everyone be charitable at the gas tank and in the grocery stores. People still need to drink water and they need to drive places. Don't fill up all those tanks when all you need to do is fill up your car.
There you go. Great advice, Dr. John. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.